Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Gold. I am today Mazakus Bab Metzia Daf Pei Hey. The seventh parak Hasochas Hapoholim. The seventh parak has been generously sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Marcel and Tammy Scheinman. Lezecha Nishmas Yisrael Ister Ben Zion Ben Yaakov. May his neshama have an aliyah. So a few topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that Rebbe went to the location of Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon and inquired if he had a son. He was told that he has a wayward son, that every harlot who's hired for two hires him for eight. Rebbe ordained him as a rabbi and entrusted him to Rebbe Shimon ben Isi ben Lekonia to teach him Torah. The son would ask daily to return to his city until Rebbe Shimon told him, "They're making you a sage, spreading a gold garment upon you, and calling you rabbi, and you say you want to return to your city?" He swore to drop the matter. He eventually came to Rebbe's yeshiva, and Rebbe recognized the voice as similar to his father, Rebbe Lazar's. Similarly, Rebbe inquired in Rebbe Tarfon's location if he had a son, and was given the same report about a grandson of Rebbe Tarfon's. Rebbe told him that if he would do tshuva, he could marry Rebbe's daughter. He repented and married and later divorced her, or according to some, never married her, so people should not say he only repented for that woman. The Gemara explains why Rebbe undertook these efforts. Kol melamed is ben chaver Torah, whoever teaches his friend's son Torah, zocha v'yosha b'yeshiva shamal, merits and sits in the yeshiva shamal. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, what is the meaning of the pasuk, mi'a isha chacham yavin ezos, who is the wise man who will understand this, alma avda ha'aretz, for what did the land go lost? This question was discussed by the sages as well as the prophets, but they could not explain it, ad sheperchu kadosh baruch hu be'atzmo, until kadosh baruch hu himself explained it, v'yomer Hashem al azmes Torah siv, and Hashem said, because of their forsaking my Torah. Rav explained, shelo berchu b'torah t'chilo, it means they did not recite the bracha on Torah before learning it. By not being careful to recite the bracha, they demonstrated they did not sufficiently value the gift of the Torah. And point number three, Reish Lakish would mark rabbis' burial caves, but when he reached Rebbe Chiya's cave, he couldn't locate it. Disheartened, he asked, Rabbanu Shalom, have I not deliberated in Torah like him? A voice came from heaven saying, Torah Kamosa Pipalta, yes, you have deliberated in Torah like him. Torah Kamosa Rivatsta, but you did not spread Torah like he. The Gemara explains that once, when Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chiya were arguing, Rabbi Chanina said, with me you argue? If heaven forbid the Torah be forgotten from Israel, I would restore it through my deliberations. Rabbi Chiya responded, with me you argue? Da'avdi la'Torah de'lo tishtachach mi'Yisrael, for I ensure that the Torah is not forgotten from Israel at all. He explained that he would sow flax from which he would weave nets to catch deer. He would feed their meat to orphans and prepare parchments from their skins on which he would write the five chumashim of Torah. He would go to a village without teachers and teach each of the five children one of the chumashim and teach each of six other children each of the six sedarim of Mishnah. He then instructed them to teach each other what they had learned before he returned, thus ensuring the Torah's continuity. About this, Rebbe declared, Kama gadoi ma'aseh Chiya, how great are the deeds of Chiya. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara relates that Rebbe went to the location of Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon and inquired if he had a son. He was told that he has a wayward son, that every harlot who's hired for two hires him for eight. Rebbe ordained him as a rabbi and entrusted him to Rebbe Shimon ben Isi ben Lekonia to teach him Torah. The son would ask daily to return to his city until Rebbe Shimon told him, they're making you a sage, spreading a gold garment upon you and calling you rabbi, and you say you want to return to your city? He swore to drop the matter. He eventually came to Rebbe's yeshiva, and Rebbe recognized the voice as similar to his father, Rebbe Lazar's. Similarly, Rebbe inquired in Rebbe Tarfon's location if he had a son, and was given the same report about a grandson of Rebbe Tarfon's. Rebbe told him that if he would do tshuva, he could marry Rebbe's daughter. He repented and married and later divorced her, or according to some, never married her, so people should not say he only repented for that woman. The Gemara explains why Rebbe undertook these efforts. Kol melamed is ben chaver Torah, whoever teaches his friend's son Torah, zocha v'yosha b'yeshiva shamal, merits and sits in the yeshiva shamal. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, what is the meaning of the pasuk, mi'a isha chacham yavin ezos, who is the wise man who will understand this, alma avda ha'aretz, for what did the land go lost? This question was discussed by the sages as well as the prophets, but they could not explain it, ad sheperchu kadosh baruch hu be'atzmo, until kadosh baruch hu himself explained it, v'yomer Hashem al azmes Torah siv, and Hashem said, because of their forsaking my Torah. Rav explained, shelo berchu b'torah t'chilo, it means they did not recite the bracha on Torah before learning it. By not being careful to recite the bracha, they demonstrated they did not sufficiently value the gift of the Torah. And point number three, Reish Lakish would mark rabbis' burial caves, but when he reached Rebbe Chiya's cave, he couldn't locate it. Disheartened, he asked, Rabbanu Shalom, have I not deliberated in Torah like him? A voice came from heaven saying, Torah Kamosa Pipalta, yes, you have deliberated in Torah like him. Torah Kamosa Rivatsta, but you did not spread Torah like he. The Gemara explains that once, when Rebbe Chanina and Rebbe Chiya were arguing, Rebbe Chanina said, with me you argue? If heaven forbid the Torah be forgotten from Israel, I would restore it through my deliberations. Rebbe Chiya responded, with me you argue? Da'avdi la'Torah de'lo tishtachach mi'Yisrael, for I ensure that the Torah is not forgotten from Israel at all. He explained that he would sow flax from which he would weave nets to catch deer. He would feed their meat to orphans and prepare parchments from their skins on which he would write the five chumashim of Torah. He would go to a village without teachers and teach each of the five children one of the chumashim and teach each of six other children each of the six Siddurim of Mishnah. He then instructed them to teach each other what they had learned before he returned, thus ensuring the Torah's continuity. About this, Rebbe declared, Kama gadoi maisei chiyah. How great are the deeds of chiyah? All right, so now we go to siman daf pei hei, and our standard siman relates to a mouth, a peh, and we use a dentist to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The dentist who taught Torah to a wayward son of a great rabbi, well, he filled his cavities, had a post on the wall promoting saying birchas Torah first with clean teeth and kavana, and gave prizes to the five children in the waiting area who were learning one chumash each. Once again, it's a motion. The dentist, that must be on daf pei hei, peh, mouth. The dentist who taught Torah to a wayward son of a great rabbi while he filled his cavities, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why Rebbe undertook great efforts to bring back Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon's wayward son and Rebbe Tarfon's wayward grandson to Torah. Kol molam is ben chaver Torah, whoever teaches his friend's son's Torah, zoch v'yoshe b'yeshiva shamala, merits and sits in the yeshiva shamala. So the dentist who taught Torah to a wayward son of a great rabbi while he filled his cavities had a post on the wall promoting saying birchas Torah first with clean teeth. And Kavana, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Mi isha chacham yavin azos, who's the wise man who will understand this? Alma avda haaretz, for what did the land go lost? This question was discussed by the sages, as well as the prophets, but they could not explain it. Atshe perishu kodesh baruch hu ba'atzmo, until kodesh baruch hu explained it. V'yomer Hashem al azman es Torah svi, and Hashem said because of their forsaking my Torah. Rav explained shelo baruch hu b'torah tchila. It means they did not recite the bracha in Torah before learning it. By not being careful to recite the bracha, they demonstrated that they did not sufficiently value the gift of the Torah. So the dentist who taught Torah to a wayward son of a great rabbi, while he filled his cavities, had a poster on the wall promoting saying, Birchas Torah first, with clean teeth and kavana, and gave prizes to the five children in the waiting area who were learning one chumash each, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the actions of Rabbi Chiyo to ensure that the Torah will never be forgotten by trapping the deer, to making parchment, and coming to teach five children one chumash each, and six children one seder each, and instructing them to teach each other. So once again, the dentist who taught Torah to a wayward son of a great rabbi, while he filled his cavities, had a poster on the wall promoting saying Birchas Torah first, with clean teeth, and kavana, and gave prizes to the five children in the waiting area who were learning one chumash each. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf pay off. So the sim daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be more daf pay off. The grandpa who finished borrowing his friend's wheelchair and was now considered a shomer sakar, which reminds us, Rav Chisda taught that once a loan period ends, the borrower is no longer liable as a shoel. The Gemara asks if he's still liable as a shomer sakar and responsible for theft and loss or not. Amemra says that logically he should still be liable as a shomer sakar and explains that since the borrower benefited from the owner's loan, he provides benefit to the owner by agreeing to be a shomer sakar until it's returned. So the grandpa who finished borrowing his friend's wheelchair and was now considered a shomer sakar did not believe the man who rented his donkey when he claimed that it died by the Bekot River when there was no water there, since everybody knows there is always water, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident in which a man rented his donkey to someone and warned him not to travel by the Bekot River where there is water which could endanger the donkey. Instead, he was told to take the Nearest Road where there was no water. The renter traveled by the Bekot River and the donkey died. When he returned, he admitted that he traveled by the Bekot River but claimed there was no water there and he should not be held responsible. Rav said, Malei Lashaka, what benefit is there for him to lie? But Abai disagreed. Malei Lashaka, but Makam Eidim, lo Amrinan. We do not apply the principle of what benefit is there for him to lie where there are witnesses contradicting his claim. Since it was known there was always water by the Bekot River, his claim is refuted. So the grandpa who finished borrowing his friend's wheelchair and was now considered a shomer sakar did not believe the man who rented out his donkey when he claimed that it died by the Bekot River when there was no water there, since everybody knows there is always water, and said to his elderly neighbor who asked if he could watch his package of medical supplies, put it down. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Pei Amud Beis taught that if one says, watch my article for me, and the other responds, Hanach Lefanai, put it down before me, he's accepting to be a Shomer Chinam. Rav Huna says that if he said, Hanach Lefanecha, put it down before you, he does not accept any responsibility. The Gemara asks, Hanach Stam, my, what is halach if he merely says, put it down without specifying, does he mean to watch it or that the owner should watch it? Daf Pei Beis. So the Mishnah Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The peanut farmer, that must be one Daf Pei Beis, peanut butter. The peanut farmer who didn't have to pay back the $1,000 loan when the lender lost the jar of peanut butter he gave to him as a mashkon, which reminds us, Shmuel rules that if one lends 1,000 zuz and the borrower gives him the handle of a sickle as a mashkon, if the sickle handle was lost, the 1,000 zuz are lost because it was accepted as a mashkon against the entire loan. So the peanut farmer who didn't have to pay back the $1,000 loan when the lender lost a jar of peanut butter he gave to him as a mashkon, and then found out that a second lender had used the peanut butter maker he gave to him as a mashkon for his own purposes, making him a shomer chinam, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the Brice's case is b'mal v'tzarcha mashkon, where the lender needs to use the mashkon. Rav Akiva holds he's still doing a mitzvah and is a shomer sachar, but Rav Eliezer holds he's not doing a mitzvah because his intent in the loan is for his own benefit, and so is a shomer chinam. So the peanut farmer who didn't have to pay back the $1,000 loan when the lender lost the jar of peanut butter he gave to him as a mashkon, and then found out that a second lender had used the peanut butter maker he gave to him as a mashkon for his own purposes, making him a shomer chinam, saw the person who was transporting a barrel of peanut butter for him break the barrel, which would require him to swear he was not negligent, whether he was a shomer chinam or shomer sacher, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamavir chavis memakam memakam shvara. If one moves a barrel from place to place and breaks it, the Tanakhama says that whether he's a shomer chinam or shomer sacher, he swears and is pater. Rabbi Eliezer agrees that his rebbeim ruled this way, but said that he's astonished how each can swear and be exempt. Daf pei gimel, so the simon daf pei gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The boy on his pogo stick, that must mean daf pei gimel. The boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks, despite breaking barrels of wine, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that porters once broke Rabba Bar Hanan's barrel of wine. He seized their cloaks as payment, but Rav told him to return them. When Rabba asked if this is the halacha, Rav responded, yes, because the pasuk says, "Mantelach b'derek tovim," so that you go on the path of good people, meaning to act, lifnim mishur sedin. So the boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks despite breaking barrels of wine, and then passed where workers were given a feast greater than the one prepared for Shlomo Melch in his time, which reminds us the seventh parak discusses day laborers hired without stipulating terms or with a commitment to feed them. The Mishnah relates that Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthias' son once hired workers for him and committed to provide them food. Rabbi Yochanan told his son that even if you prepare a feast for them like Shlomo in his time, you will have not fulfilled your obligation because they are descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the meals served by Avram were even more elaborate than Shlomo's. So the boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks despite breaking barrels of wine, and then passed where workers were given a feast greater than the one prepared for Shlomo Melch in his time, was surprised to find a rabbi arresting a thief, which reminds us the Gemara relates how Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, came to be appointed to arrest thieves and what subsequently transpired. Daf Pei Dalet, so the Sim Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The beautiful rabbi with a radiant face sitting on a rocket launch pad. Launch pad? That must mean run Daf Pei Dalet. The beautiful rabbi with a radiant face sitting on a rocket launch pad next to a woman's mikveh shaped like a rocket ship, which reminds us, the Gemara tells Rabbi Yochanan's beauty and how he would sit near the woman's mikveh, where they would see him after tefillah, so they would have children as beautiful and as learned as he. He wasn't concerned about an ayin hara, as he was the descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, over whom the evil eye has no power. So the beautiful rabbi with a radiant face sitting on a rocket launch pad next to a woman's mikveh shaped like a rocket ship told the powerful robber in the water right near him, Helchel Araisa, which reminds us, the Gemara tells of the story of Rabbi Yochanan and how he convinced Reish Lakish, who was abandoned, to do tshuva, and what ultimately transpired in the relationship. So the beautiful rabbi with the radiant face sitting on a rocket launch pad next to a woman's mikveh shaped like a rocket ship told the powerful robber in the water right near him, Helchel Araisa, after seeing him jump from a building where a rabbi suffering inside was heard every night inviting afflictions upon himself, which reminds us, the Gemara tells how Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon accepted suffering upon himself for arresting people and then of his passing and delayed burial. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss when a craftsman's responsibility as a shomer sachar ends after finishing his work? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number two, which of the learned about how Rabbi Yochanan encouraged Reish Lakish to do tshuva? That's on Daf Pei Dalet. Good. Number three, which of the one the reason the land was lost was because people were not making Birchas Torah first before learning? That's on Daf Pei. And number four, which of the one have Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon accepted suffering upon himself for arresting thieves? That's on Daf Pei Dalet. Good. Number five, which of the one why Rebbe brought back the wayward son and grandson of great Rabbi Satorah? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number six, which stuff do you know about the incident of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon becoming appointed to arrest thieves? That's on Daf Pegimo. Good number 7. Wish to think on how Rebbe Yechiel went to great efforts to ensure that the Torah would not be forgotten. That's on Daf. Pehe. Good number 8. Which Daf do you discuss what the din is in a case where a person loads more cargo on a boat midway on the journey? That's on Daf. Ayin Tes. Good number 9. Which Daf do you learn about Rebbe Yochanan's beauty? That's on Daf. Paid out. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you discuss what one is obligated to feed his day workers? That's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.